From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. For today's arts edition of the program, members of the Southwest Florida-based band Broken Waves join us to perform live in studio. Broken Waves' distinctive post-rock indie rock sound infuses elements of surf, jazz, reverb, and soulful vocals, evoking a kind of nostalgia for the sort of experimental rock that emerged in the 80s and early 90s. The band's been hard at work putting the finishing touches on their anticipated brand new EP Summer Dream, which will be dropping very soon. We'll get to know members of the band and hear them perform some selections from the new recording.
Do you remember? Moments that we've had, or did you dream?
First, this news. From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live Arts Edition. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. The Southwest Florida-based post-rock, indie rock band Broken Waves joins us today to perform live in studio. The music of Broken Waves stands out among musical acts on the local scene with their distinctive sound that the band has characterized as, quote, inspired by surf, jazz, reverb, and sunshine with a warm vintage feel. One review from a mutual associate of ours, Liz Cochran, sums it up succinctly as powerful but dreamy, soft-spoken but not shy. Broken Waves has performed at popular venues throughout the Southwest Florida region, including the Howe Gallery, Pointy Bell Brewing, Old Soul Brewing, Beach Records, and the Buddha Rock Club in Fort Myers. Local music fans have also caught their performances at Nice Guys Pizza in Cape Coral and at Blue Note in Tampa. Lately, the band's been hard at work putting the finishing touches on an anticipated brand new EP titled Summer Dream. That recording is set for release in the very near future. And if you just can't wait for the EP to drop, you can also check out selections of their music on Spotify and Google Play, or follow Broken Waves on Facebook, where you can check out their number of their music videos from past live performances. Members of the band with us today include Tyler Stryker on vocals and guitar, Doug Smith on guitar, Sean Cox on bass, David Rojas on drums. Broken Waves, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Thanks so much for taking the time and sharing your music with us.
Thanks for having us. We are very excited to be here.
And as always, we invite listeners to join the conversation. The number to call is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So let's go ahead and kick things off with a song. First, Tyler, give us the title and tell us a little about it.
First song is called Some Days You Drive Me Crazy. And I guess it's just about relationships in general because, you know, some days you drive each other crazy, but some days everything goes smooth. So that goes a little something like this. Remember,
you tell me that?
That was Some Days You Drive Me Crazy by our in-studio guest today, members of the band Broken Waves, performing live throughout the hour. That was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Tyler, if I remembering correctly, you've been performing as Broken Waves for a little over 2 years now?
Yeah, about 2 years.
What's the band's origin story? How'd this group come together?
I've been writing music for a long time. I moved here probably about 9-10 years ago. I tried to put a band together, but there wasn't the music scene we obviously have growing now. So we played locally. I've been, you know, band members have rotated as time has gone on, mm-hmm. which is partly the industry, I guess.
Sure.
But I've been writing and working on new stuff and trying to find people that are a really good fit. Sean actually was our drummer at one point in the band, and then the band kind of took a little hiatus, and Sean and I met up again, and he was like, well, I play bass, and so here we are. We've been playing locally live, finding more venues and other bands to play with, which is great. We've got a growing music scene with some really good talent around here.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure 10 years ago we could have even done a show like this.
yeah.
And thank you for confirming I'm not crazy. I knew I'd seen Sean playing earlier in a different form. But tell me also about, I guess, how you would describe the band's sound. Because as I said in the introduction, like, I don't really think there's anybody else on the local scene who's doing anything quite like what you're doing.
My main goal, I mean, life is stressful. We all have long days. We all work like crazy. We come home. We got bills to pay and everything else. And to me, music's an escape. You know, I have anxiety just like everybody else does. But I want the songs that we write to be something that takes you away from where you are. Mm-hmm. A dreamy undertone, reverb. It gets in your head and you just kind of float away somewhere else. And that's kind of what fuels what I write.
Is this influenced by, you know, just music that you listen to on your own or that you maybe kind of gravitate towards?
I studied jazz. My guitar teacher was actually Coleman Mellett. He was he passed away in a plane crash.
Oh.
But I have a background in jazz vocals, so I have a good amount of heavy jazz underneath it. But I'm inspired by a lot of other bands like Young the Giant, Real Estate. They're one of my favorite bands, too.
And you, tell us about your, I guess, your early introductions into music. Was guitar your first instrument?
No. First, I tried saxophone, which I definitely did not like. And I found out I had the reed wrong, which is probably why I hated it so much. So I swapped, and then I ended up playing trumpet for a little while. My dad was a musician. He played piano. He wrote music. And then one Christmas, I got handed a right-handed guitar, even though I'm lefty. And I started playing it and started teaching myself songs, and I never really went back.
All right. And what about singing? Was that something that kind of grew from the guitar, or was that something you actively pursued?
I took vocal lessons from a really young age, so I've been singing for a very long time, mostly jazz vocals. So.
All right. And with a musician father, I can imagine that music was probably a pretty prominent part of your life growing up.
Oh, definitely. Christmas and things like that, he'd sit down at the piano. We actually had an old English organ that my dad had in the dining room at Christmas. He'd play songs on the organ. So he's always playing something.
All right. I've even seen some Christmas tunes you've recorded in your SoundCloud as well.
Yeah, we did a benefit for a Christmas, and a whole bunch of artists did local artists did songs that were Christmas songs.
All right, well, we're going to learn more about the EP and other members of the band a bit later, but first, let's go ahead and hear another song. And Tyler, once again, if you can give us the title and maybe give us a little bit of an introduction.
Next song is Mirrors. It's the second track on the EP. It's, I guess, just kind of a dreamy song, I guess, reminiscent of what it was like being back in New Jersey. I used to take the train and all the rest of that stuff into the city, and it just kind of gets in your head and you miss it.
Oh.
So. Thank you.
beautiful. That was Mirrors, and that song is going to be on the new EP about to be released by our in-studio guests today, members of the band Broken Waves. We're speaking with Tyler Stryker, Sean Cox, David Rojas, and Doug Smith. And of course, we want to hear from listeners. Add your questions or comments to the conversation on Facebook. We're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. So let's go ahead and talk about this new EP. I guess just what inspired the name, Summer Dream?
It's one of my favorite tracks that's on the EP. Oh. It's the one I really enjoy playing the most. We write kind of summery music in the first place. And definitely dreamy aspects of it. So, you know, kind of laying in a hammock or by the beach listening to some music, having a nice margarita or something like that.
Right. And so lately you've just been kind of putting the finishing touches on that. When can fans expect that to drop?
It's been submitted to iTunes and Spotify and all those wonderful places. So it's just now we're waiting for it to actually hit the stores. It'll probably be by Monday, I would assume, because it's already released.
Okay, great, great. Is this going to be strictly digital then? Is there, like, if folks want to get their hands on a physical copy, is that something you're producing at this point?
We haven't done physical copies. When we start playing live more, that's definitely a thing we're going to do. Look into merch and all those wonderful things that you do when you start focusing on playing live again. But for now, it's just digital.
All right, all right. And you're the primary songwriter for the band, no?
I am.
Okay. And I guess, since you've been writing music for so long, I'm curious about your approach to writing songs. Like, do you maybe typically start with the lyrics or a line of melody, or does it just vary?
Usually it's me sitting in my room playing with my guitar, which I tend to do often. Ask my wife, you can't get the guitar away from me. lyrics are the hardest part for me, actually. So usually I write the song, I structure it all out, I have verse, chorus, bridge, all those wonderful parts, and sure. Then I go from there and I just listen to it over and over again until I come up with some lyrics. Start with lines, you know, I usually start with the verse and see where it takes me.
All right. And I know you play some solo gigs as well, and I'm curious if you break out your Broken Wave songs during these solo gigs, or if you have maybe kind of a separate repertoire you tap into.
I do. I play covers. I do play some of the originals, too. I do everything from 90s, you know, teenage dirtbag, stuff like that. But
right.
Weirdest, I do some Al Green covers. I run the gamut because it's just songs that I like to sing, but I do try to put them in, but they don't obviously sound the same as with a full band.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, let's go ahead and hear our third tune.
Over land and sea, it's not the miles
If you're just tuning in, our guests today on Gulf Coast Live Arts Edition are members of the Southwest Florida-based band Broken Waves. Thank you so much again. Great song. Is that going to be a song that we can hear on the new EP?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely will. It is the third track.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And of course, we invite listeners to join the conversation. You can reach out to us on Facebook. We're at WGCU Public Media. Or on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Tyler, I know you've got a little one at home. How old?
He is 2 and a lot of energy.
Right. Well, and I know, and you know, you had talked about, you know, having a musician father yourself, and now you're a musician father. And there's so much anybody who has kids wants to do, and as far as you know, impacting their kids' lives and creating those shared experiences. Have you already started the musical indoctrination?
He does. He strums my ukulele and my guitar. I also play ukulele. He's very interested in the tuners because he's 2, so he likes to turn them, and then all of a sudden it's out of tune. But he's definitely, he loves music. He wants to listen to Baby Shark all the time.
Oh, right.
My wife's also a musician, too, and she is a music teacher here in Southwest Florida. So hopefully he will continue on in the musical tradition.
It sounds like it's going to be impossible for that to not work out. That's excellent. Does your wife ever play with, do you guys ever perform together?
We have not. My wife plays French horn. She's more classical based. I know you play cello yourself.
Well, I think there's probably stuff you can do with the French horn. I'd love to see some kind of combination come up there. That's something for down the road. Well, let's go ahead and bring Doug up to the microphone for a second. And Doug Smith, you know, we were just talking a little bit before the show, and I've seen you all over the place, you know, performing as a member of Exploding Pages and your band Field Trip. With everything else that you've got going on, I guess what attracted you to the idea of playing with Broken Waves?
I can't remember the first time I actually saw Tyler play, but I was blown away. I'm a big indie music fan. Field Trip, one of my other bands, is kind of a jam band, fish type thing.
Uh-huh.
But I go to Pitchfork in Chicago all the time, so I love indie stuff like Real Estate and things that he's into. So it struck a chord with me right away. I hear a lot of Jeff Buckley vibes in there from him, and that's another artist that I'm super into. So it's nice to have, like he said, like you guys said, to have something like that coming out from around here, because it's not typical of what you hear. You're not to, you know, take anything away from everything coming out around here, because it's so much great stuff, but it's just different, you know. So I was really excited to be a part of such a project. So
and I've seen you know ads for past musical performances that included both Field Trip and Broken Waves. Were you in both bands at that time?
Like just yeah, like I'm kind of been kind of sitting in. I haven't really been playing like other shows with them, just when I'm available.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so that day it was great because I got to do both, you know. I sat in for a good chunk of their set and then got to play with Field Trip, so that was a blast. So
all right. Yeah. Well, tell me about your own musical upbringing. Was guitar your first instrument?
Guitar was my first instrument. I guess it's the only one I'm truly trained in. I can mess around in piano and bass and things, but my mom played in like church and whatnot and played guitar and piano, so it was always around. And I would just say my parents are really heavily into music in general. They don't play, like she doesn't play anymore, but they always fostered a big you know, excitement about it for me. So as soon as I got my fingers on anything, a piano, I was figuring out melodies and coming up with songs. So I've been writing songs basically since I was in middle school. So yeah.
All right. Well, what you know, aside from the music you're actually playing, like if I were to look at, you know, whatever device or service maybe you listen to music to, what would be on heavy rotation?
Shoot, aside from like Fish and the Grateful Dead, you know, like I said, Real Estate. I grew up on like Dinosaur Jr. and a lot of those 90s alternative bands. Yeah, that's like Radiohead. I love myself some Radiohead, and I'm really into King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard right now.
I'm not familiar.
They're pretty wild. They put out like 5 records last year that are pretty dense and intense. So
okay,
yeah, they're weirdos, but I like the weirdo stuff too.
All right, I'll check it out. Like Ween weirdos? Like...
Kind of. Well, they're more psychedelic, I would say. But yeah. Not as far off and weird as Ween, but
okay,
yeah, but a lot of fun nonetheless. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear another song, and then we'll hear from some other members of the band here. And again, Tyler, I'll ask you just to give us the title and maybe a little bit of an introduction.
Sure. This is Summer Dream, which is obviously the title of the EP. It's one of my favorites, honestly. I really enjoy playing it. It's a lot of fun with the full band. Sean's bass line kind of drives the song. It's chilled out and also kind of vibey, but gets you a little amped up, I think. Maybe I'm just a little different. I think fast things are not fast and vice versa. So.
Okay.
Stubborn. Do you know you're happy or sunshine? Are you dreaming of the day and thinking that your life could be much better? Sitting there regretting every time you were so clever.
Broken Waves is our in-studio guest this hour of Gulf Coast Live. We just heard them perform the title track of their brand new EP, Summer Dream, which will be out very shortly. And as always, I want to remind listeners, you can join our conversation on Facebook. We're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. And Tyler, I know you've had some maybe not so great experiences with live performances, and I'm thinking specifically of a time when you were playing on a stage and then someone was actually hitting your car in the parking lot. But on the other end of that spectrum, I'm wondering if there's any venues or specific performances that, for whatever reason, just stick out in your mind in a positive way.
The Blue Note in Tampa was actually one of my favorite gigs. It's a really legendary venue, so being able to play in such an awesome venue is always a treat. The crowd was great, a lot of support. One of my other favorite places is always Nice Guys. I mean, honestly, you can't beat the food. The owners are amazing people. The crowd that comes out are really supportive of our genre of music too, which is nice.
Yeah, lovely venue. I love that place. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and bring our bassist up to the microphone here. It's again great to speak with you, and I think we've already established that you are a multi-instrumentalist. Tell us what your first instrument was.
Drums
was your first love?
Yeah, for years and years and years. But I got tired of lugging it around. Yeah, I got tired of lugging the drums around and whatnot, so
I hear you.
I just started switching up.
When did you start, how old do you think you were whenever you maybe gravitated away from percussion or just started discovering other instruments?
It's my early teens.
Yeah.
Yeah, played guitar for a while, dabbled around on bass, a little bit of piano, not much, but, you know.
And how did you first connect with Tyler and come to join this group?
I think I entered an ad.
I think it was Craigslist.
Yeah, I think it was Craigslist. I just moved here, and I wanted to meet some people to play some music with because I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And so I met Tyler, and he was looking for a drummer, and I still have my drum kit around, so I hit him up, and that's basically it.
We're both from Jersey.
All right.
Separate parts. So.
Are you planning any other musical projects right now?
No, not at the moment.
Just focusing on this one right now?
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and bring Mr. Rojas up to the microphone. He is behind the drum set today, but of course he is also another multi-instrumentalist. I have seen you playing guitar and singing. You've got a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much.
How did you end up, performing with this group?
So Tyler and I actually go way back, and we reconnected at an open mic night, I would say about 3 years ago or so. So it was cool, and then he started Broken Waves, and it's gone through its evolution. And in the past couple months, we kind of kicked it off, and I got behind the kit and helped piece it all together.
All right. Yeah. And what was your first instrument?
So I'm a percussionist by nature.
Okay.
I was doing marching percussion for quite some time, and now I play guitar and sing across town.
Oh, okay. Like marching band, winter guard type percussion?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So great way to build those rudiments and those
chops. Absolutely. Chops for days, yeah. It's fun.
Absolutely.
And it's fun to blend in the mix.
And like I've asked some of the other guys here, because, Broken Waves is such a distinctive style of music. What else are you listening to or are you motivated or inspired by?
Yeah. So within the context of Broken Waves, it's really cool because typically I want to play a lot of notes, and it hones the discipline, and it's cool to kind of float, as he was saying, like that summer vibe and being able to, I guess he was saying with something slow, it could also be fast and vice versa. I try to bring that out of the music as much as possible.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and prepare to hear another song. And Tyler, I'll ask you again to tell us a little bit about it first. I'm thinking this one is going to be our cover.
Yeah, it'll be Love Song by The Cure. It's a little bit a different version, I guess. It's a little slower than the original. Obviously, with Broken Waves, it's going to be a little slower and dreamier toned. But The Cure is honestly one of my favorite bands. I grew up, my sister was a goth in the 80s and the 90s.
Okay.
So I grew up Belle and Sebastian and The Cure, Operation Ivy, and all those wonderful things. The B-52s were always blasting from upstairs.
All right.
So that's incorporated in here. It's built into my veins, I guess.
All right.
Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I'm home again. Whenever I'm alone with
And our guests today are members of the band Broken Waves. We just heard them performing a cover of a Love Song by The Cure. Beautiful cover, by the way. And I'm curious about if you have like a philosophy or an approach whenever you are looking to do a cover song, because I would think on the one hand there might be like a pressure to try to maybe be as true to the original, but at the same time you want to do it your own way and be authentically you and put your own stamp on it.
Yeah, I mean, the hard part with covers is people are really familiar with a song. Like, like Love Song by The Cure, everybody knows it. So you can't stray too far away, because other people get upset. Yeah. And when you're playing it live, people sometimes want to hear the song the way they know it.
Yeah.
So I tried to put little twists on it. Like, in the beginning, the volume swells on the guitar. It creates kind of a melodic, dreamy tone underneath it, but it doesn't stray too far from the song.
Yeah.
But it's our own little spin on it. Yeah. So I try to take songs that I am passionate about and I love and obviously are something I want to perform and try to give them just a little bit of twist to put a little bit of me in there.
Yeah. When Broken Waves is, you know, performing out, like, are there other covers that you kind of tend to gravitate towards or songs or bands whose music you think is just a really good fit for the style you bring?
Yeah, I always bust out "Don't Let Me Down" by the Beatles because it's a classic. But "Young the Giant," I like to do "Cough Syrup" because it's a great song, and I have a similar vocal range to him, so it makes it, you know, it goes well. I try to put some '80s stuff in there. I put some jazz too. I got Bobby Caldwell in there, so I try to be diverse in the covers that we do. But it's really just whatever we feel fit, huh?
Plus, I'm always sending you songs to cover.
Yeah, that's true. Sean has a very diverse music taste, too, so we go over stuff that we think would be a good fit.
Yeah. Do you and Sean ever write new music together?
We do. We have stuff that we're working on for another EP. We're going to start writing again now that we've finished working on all this stuff. It's been 4 or 5 months of full-time intensive labor on putting those releases out, you know, going over them. You drive yourself nuts listening to it over and over and over again until you fine-tune it. And then for me, now that it's done, we're going to go back to writing. It's released. I closed that book, closed that chapter. We'll bust them out live and play them, but there's no more going back to them. So for me, now we move forward and we write more songs. I have probably about 2-3 written so far.
All right. I mean, this just seems like kind of a constant thing you're doing, because if, you know, on the one hand you're writing the new music, you're performing out, you're putting the finishing touches on the EP, and then as you said, as soon as you're done with this, you're going on to another project, also, you know, balancing day job and family life. Does it ever get kind of frustrating, or like you said, this is something that you do to kind of relax? So
yeah, I mean, I pick up my guitar and play it all the time. It's kind of my way of venting, but creativity is built into me, and music is something that I can't live without. So for me, writing is my vice. It's my hobby, but it's my passion. So I need to write. It's how I generally cope with life, I guess.
All right. And are there any upcoming gigs you can tell us about, maybe promoting the new EP?
We are going to play at Nice Guys on August 24th. Rox Revolt is going to join us.
Oh, excellent.
And another artist to be determined. But so other than that, I'm going to start working on booking more stuff moving forward and scheduling all that wonderful stuff. I may play solo here and there, but focusing on writing and all the rest of that stuff is also, you know, obviously priority too.
Okay. And with the, you know, the various projects other members of the band are in, I'm wondering if you've got any other shows coming up that you'd maybe want to let our listeners know about.
Actually, this weekend I'm playing with Kyle Ann Band. We're playing actually the full band setup, and we'll be playing with Yerglow, and we're opening for Surfer Blood, which is another great indie band that I've loved for a long time, so I'm pretty excited to be doing that. And that'll be at Nice Guys this Saturday. So pretty stoked about that. That's the only thing I have scheduled right now.
All right, well, that sounds great. You know, Kyle Ann Duggan has performed on this show in the past, but it's always been just like a voice and acoustic guitar thing. So if folks haven't heard the effect of the whole band, I would definitely encourage you to do that. It's a whole nother feel. Also, check out Kyle Ann's episode of our podcast, Three Song Stories. That was also a riot. Well, what about you, Mr. Rojas? Anything coming up that you would want to...
Play around Southwest Florida, typically 5, 6 days a week, so you catch me in back streets, the deck.
All right, so mostly a lot around Cape Coral? And
for sure.
Oh, great. All right. So, yeah, you'll probably run into him even if you're not looking to, because he is out there just about every day. That's wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to make sure we have time to give you guys an opportunity to play one last song. So I will just say thank you so much to members of the band Broken Waves who've been performing for us this hour. We've been having Doug Smith on guitar, Sean Cox on bass, David Rojas on drums, and, of course, Tyler Stryker on guitar and vocals. Their anticipated brand new EP, Summer Dream, will be dropping in the very near future, and that's going to be available just about anywhere you purchase or stream your music online. You can also stay on top of their performance schedule by following the band on Facebook, where you can also check out some lovely videos of past performances, and you can stream a selection of their music already available online. And, of course, you don't want to miss their show on August 24th at Nice Guys Pizza, and they're going to be joined by a couple other bands, including Rocks Revolt and the Velvets. If you missed any portion of today's show, you can always hear episodes in full on our website, gulfcoastlive.org, or you can subscribe to the Gulf Coast Live podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. For today, my producers were Mike Canary and myself. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO, Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. And Tyler, tell us what this last song is we're going to hear.
Can't Help Falling in Love with You by Elvis Presley. It's always it's a classic. It's one of my favorite Elvis songs. I'm a sucker for love songs, I'm not gonna lie.
All right.
Why? Yeah.